2 days shiur of Mishneh Brura Yomi is live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, and we are up to Siman Tof Mem Ches, and we are in the middle of Sif Gimel, a very long sif in terms of pages, not necessarily that long in terms of content. The reason why it's long in terms of pages is, as you saw, there's a very big Shari Tshuvas and some awkward structuring of the Dapim. But we are, anyway, in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, and we're today and tomorrow we're going to be dealing with a very sensitive issue. There's long bir halachas about it, and that is the issue of our selling of the actual selling of the chametz. We started discussing it yesterday, and now we're going to get into one of the great dilemmas in the sale. There are a lot of different difficulties, and they have to be dealt with in terms of the sale, in terms of the Gemiras Das, and the seriousness of it, and is it a joke? But one of the fundamental issues is the actual kinyan that has to be utilized, because the kinyanim with a non-Jew, it's not simple which ones actually work. And the ones that actually work might be difficult to do. We'll see tomorrow that the ideal type of, between today and tomorrow, we'll see today the ideal type of kinyan that needs to be used, and we'll see tomorrow the problem with such a utilizing that kinyan, the lechatchila should be done. So let's see. Sif katan yud zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that what you do is you yimkerenu lo mechira gemura. That's one of the options besides a matana gemura. You have a mechira gemura with a small amount, but davar muad. So comes the Mishneh Brura, sif katan yud zayin, o she yimkerenu lo. So now he says, uve'eza kinyanim kone ha'akum. Now with respect to which kinyanim work for a non-Jew, so this is a big issue. Yesh bezet deos bein haposkin. Now before we get into the different opinions here in the Mishneh Brura, a little bit of an intro is from the Gemara in Baba Metzia is in order. So there's a famous machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in general as to what are the kinyanim that work for metaltalin. What kinyanim work for metaltalin? So we all know that metaltalin between Jews, right? We have Meshicha and Hagbah, but the truth of the matter is not so simple. Minat Torah, what are the kinyanim? So the Gemara there says, Rav Yochanan says that really Minat Torah, the kinyan used for metaltalin, for movable items and goods, is money. Maos konos. That's Rav Yochanan. That Minat Torah, maos konos. And he learns it out from Psukim. They learn it from Sukkim with respect to Hekdesh. And basically, all the Nesinas HaKesef, giving the Kesef, that's what does it by Metaltalin. Ah, so then where does Mashiach come from according to Rav Yochanan? Okay, this is more intro. We're not in the Mishneh Brura yet. Okay, just giving intro now. And where does the concept of Mashiach come from that we talk about Mashiach Akbah? That Rav Yochanan holds that to be the Rabbanim. The rabbis, the Chachamim, Chazal, said that they're concerned that if you acquire metaltalin with kesef, so what might happen is as follows. The one who's acquiring it will give the mocher kesef, but where's the item that's being sold? Let's say it's wheat. Let's say he's selling wheat. Let's say he's selling grain. Where's the grain? The grain is up in his attic. So after the mocher gets the kesef, you know what he says? Nisrfu chitecha baliyah. Sorry, your grain that you bought, it got burnt. It was an accident. And what are you going to do? How do you prove it? How do you this and that? Because again, most of you are the shomer now of the lokeach's chitim. And then the lokeach loses out. So therefore, they demanded what kinyan? Meshicha agba. That's why the lokeach, when he acquires it, he takes it. And then you're not going to have that issue where the mocha will say, oh, you know what? What you bought with the kesef got burnt up in my attic. Okay? So that's Rav Yochanan. Right? However, Reish Lakish is cholek. Reish Lakish holds that really Mashiach is what works Minat Torah. Okay? And Kesef is not Kona Minat Torah. That's the Gemara there in Baba Metzia. What does that got to do with us? Because what's clear is all of this is by a Jew. But by a non-Jew, it's clear from the Gemara in Bechoros that the Pasuk says, Okana Miyad Anisecha, which makes it sound like there's one Kenyan for a what? A Jew, and another kinyan for a non-Jew. And therefore, Reish Lakish holds that when it says, La Amisecha, okay, Okana Miyad Amisecha, which is also the source for Reish Lakish, okay, what he holds is that Meshicha, that unlike to a Jew, it's been Meshicha. We won't go with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says to a Jew it's Mashiach. But to a guy, what do you need? Kesef. Because he holds that Mashiach be by Yisrael, that is explicit in the Torah. Okay? But what? But for a non-Jew, that's going to be Kesef. And Rabbi Yochanan, he holds as follows. The Minat Torah most konos by Yisrael. And therefore, he holds that for a Jew, it's B'Kesef, but for a Nachri, it's Mashiach. And then the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says as follows, that Mashiach works by a non-Jew. And Rav Ashi says, Mashiach for a non-Jew does not work. So it's all a lot going on there. So who? How do we hold? How do we paskin in the end? So what's going on? And it seems like Amemar holds like Rav Yochanan, and Rav Ashi holds like Reish Lakish. So who do we paskin like? So Rabbeinu Tam comes and says, we paskin like Amemar, and therefore that means that Mashiach is the kinyan for a goyim. Why? Why does he assume that? Because we know that Halacha is like Rav Yochanan in contrast to Reish Lakish. So therefore, it comes out that what's the kinyan for a goyim Mashiach? And the Ran writes the same thing, and the Rush. However, Rashi comes and says, no. The kinyanim of the goyim is kesef, because there's no concept of Mashiach by Metaltalin, except for Yisrael. Except for by Yisrael. And therefore, he says it's not exactly a link-up. It's not an exact link-up between the two. And therefore, we have here a machlokes Rishonim, which is the kinyan that works for non-Jew. We have many Rishonim saying, it's a Mashiach, that's the kinyan that works for a non-Jew. And they have other Rishonim that say, no, Kesef is the kinyan that works for a non-Jew. But what about all the other kinyanim? Okay? What about all the other kinyanim? Now, just one thing. Most Mefarshim, in the end, say like this, that for sure, money, Maos, works for Goyim. For sure, that works for Goyim. Okay? And other Rishonim say that it's one or the other, either Mashiach or either Kesef. So the question is, bottom line. So what it comes out is as follows. The only ones that seem to be discussed is either Kesef or Mashiach, and it's a shaila which one, and which is the Iker one by a non-Jew. So now we'll be able to understand what this Mishnah Berurah is talking about. So look what he says. Uveiza kinyanim kaina akum, yesh bezed deos beina poskim. Different opinions. Yesh misha omer de kinyan shel akum, who, as we said, be Kesef dafka. There are Rishonim that say, no, that's Rashi. Rashi says, specifically, Kesef, because Mashiach does not work at all by a non-Jew. V'yesh Omrim, and there are others that hold as follows. By the way, if you look, just so you see how the Sharet Zion works, look at the Lamed Vav. See the little Lamed Vav next to the Kesef Dafka? So go down to the Sharet Zion, what does it say there? Rashi. Exactly as I told you before, that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita holds that it's Kesef specifically by a non-Jew. V'yesh Omrim, no. She'ein ha'akum koneh. Ella b'mashicha l'reshuso. Right? That was what we said to Rebbeinu Tam. Because we paskin like, who do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds most konos by Yisrael. And that means that by a guy, it's the opposite. It's mashicha. So that's Rebbeinu Tam. They hold eina akbum kona ella b'mashicha l'reshuso o be'wat o be'hakba dovash efshar lagvia. Mashicha and akba go together. The difference between Mashiach and Akbah, Mashiach, you have to go ahead and you have to take it out of the guy's Rishus. You have to, you know, you can't do Mashiach in the guy's Rishus. The problem with Akbah is you can only do Akbah on things that you can do Akbah on. So you do the, you know, one or the other, but they go together, Mashiach or Akbah. So some Rishonim say, you need Kesef. Some Rishonim say, you need Mashiach or Akbah. The Yesh Shekasu Od, and there are others that hold, the Gam Sharei Kinyanim Noagim Ba'akum. And there are others that say that the other Kinyanim that we know about, Kigon, Kinyas Metaltalin Agav Karka, what's called a Kinyan Agav. You know what Kinyan Agav is? Kinyan Agav is you do a Kinyan on the Karka, okay, and you go ahead and you're Kona, the Metaltalin Agav, along with the Karka. How exactly that works? Does the Metaltalin have to be on the Karka, or do you just go ahead and say, I am acquiring the Metaltalin Agav, my Kinyan now on the Karka? Obviously, you need some kinyan of karka in order to do a kinyan agav, right? So that would mean that, you know, if you're acquiring the chametz with a kinyan agav, that to also be acquiring some part of the guy's house in order to get the chametz agav the karka, right? And it's kinyan chatzer, right? That also might work according to these Rishonim, okay? This the Mekor Chaim says, if you look at Mem, it seems to be Shitas HaRitva in Avodah Zarah, okay? the kinyan chalipin, and others say the kinyan chalipin works. That's kinyan sudar. Hainu kinyan sudar. That's the, you know, that's the kinyan, that's the classic kinyan, like the handkerchief, right? You give them something. But what's very important, now the way we do kinyan sudar, it doesn't make a difference whose hanky it is. Okay? Conceptually, the one who's acquiring has to give the kinyan sudar. So how does it work though? How does it work though when we go ahead and have, let's say, the one who is, right? Okay, wait, how do you go ahead and have the Caliph Shel Maknez, as Will here said? How could you use the handkerchief of the one who is not acquiring, but the one who is selling or giving the matana? Because the basic shot is that you could go ahead and be mezakeh. You could be mezakeh to the other guy, your handkerchief, and then do it that way. So that's why here, since there's no zechia and shlichus by a guy, so look what he says. If you're going to do a kinyan suda with a guy, you have to go ahead and make sure that the actual sudar is mamish the what? Is mamish the non-Jews. Below sagi she'edei akinyin yitnu sudaram kemo b'Yisrael. It won't work, right, to do it the opposite way like you have by Yisrael. Right, by Yisrael, because the ze'eino ela mitam zechia. Because the way it works, if you have the kelev of the makneh, if you have the handkerchief of the makneh, is only based on the principles of zechia, where you mezakin la makneh, where you go ahead and you do a the one who is the kona is getting it for the makneh, and as you go ahead, there's the makneh is giving it to the kona, and he's mezakeh, he's actually getting it for who? Because the kona is actually getting it for the makneh, even though the makneh is giving it to the kona. That's only based on the principle of zechia. And zechia doesn't apply to an akum, because zechia is mitam shlichus, and shlichus doesn't apply to a gun. Right? The gabe akum ain't in zechia. So therefore, if you're going to use kinyan chalip and kinyan sudar, it mamish has to be whose sudar? Has to be the sudar of the akum, and he's the one that's going to be giving it to the yid, who he's acquiring the chametz from. And then he says, the yesh mefakfakim bekinyanim elu. However, not so simple. There are achronim that attack all these kinyanim. Right, v'yesh mefakfakim b'kinyanim elu v'omrim, and they say d'lo matzino kinyanim elu rak b'Yisrael. They hold that these kinyanim, such as agav and chotzer, okay, and all these kinyanim chalipin, they're all clear whether or not they apply to a guy, and therefore it's not pasha to go ahead. D'lo matzino kinyanim elu rak b'Yisrael. We only find these kinyanim by Yisrael. So therefore, what do we do? Ulinyan dina lechatchila b'vaday tzarech lahaknos b'kinyan gamor. So therefore, Meikar Adin, L'chadchila, you have to go and do a full-blown kinyan that we know works by a guy. U'muskam l'kulei alma, and that is all agreed upon by all. Da'ainu, and therefore, what do? You do kesef and meshicha biyachad. You do both. Kesef and meshicha. Because then you basically cover all the core rishonim. Right? You cover the rishonim that hold, you can do both. You can do either or. You cover the rishonim that say kesef, and you cover the rishonim that say meshicha. The truth is, we have a shtickle problem today because the meshicha we don't see it happening, especially when a person has a lot. That's what we're going to see tomorrow in your tests. That let's say you have a lot of chametz and you have a lot of booze that you have to sell. So you're not putting all your booze in some guy's house. So where's the meshicha, right? They don't come to your house and do meshicha and then put it back in your house and things like that. So it's going to be a problem. But in principle, right, if you're not selling that much and things like that, and you have a friendly neighborhood guy, that's obviously what he's saying, the nikir didn't you have to do. Right? So that's why Will just brought up, you know, in the shtaros that we have today, and we'll see this more tomorrow, they load up all these other, they have like almost every one of these kinyanim, they do almost every one of the kinyanim that possible that you can do, they stick into the shtar. To cover, you know, because this guy has this issue with that kinyan, this achron has a problem with this kinyan, and this one has a problem with that kinyan. So they put all the kinyanim in. Again, if you had kesef and meshicha, then it would be no problem. Everyone would agree that would be enough. But we don't usually have kesef and meshicha. That's where it gets. But the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, you know, a nice little pashut house. Okay, and that's what they would do. They wouldn't necessarily store it all. Okay, in their house, they'd actually give it to their friendly neighborhood guy, who didn't become such a friendly neighborhood guy once the Holocaust started. But anyway, that's what they would do. Okay? That's what he says. Since we're dealing, look what he's saying, it's scary, right? Since we're dealing with an Issa Daraisa of Bal Yira, you got to make sure to use a real full blown Kenyan that everyone holds works. And he says, and minimally, you should have a Meshicha because, okay, you know, if you can't have both Kesef and a Meshicha, you minimally should have Meshicha. Because there you'll be yotze, the majority of poskim hold meshicha, not like Rashi. However, b'di'evet afim lo machar, even if all you did was what, you was sold it ella b'kesef levad, either with kesef or shemachar, or it was sold with echad misharik with one of the other kinyanim she'izkiru ve'avar lava pesach, and then the guy had kept the chametz right around and got it back from the guy after pesach mutter. It's going to be mutter. Meaning b'di'evet. You could use these other. If you use one of these other kinyanim, we're not going to say that it's chametz or avalav pesach. He says you should for sure lechatchila use meshicha and kesef together. This way you avoid issa daraisa, and again issa daraisa is serious business of bal yira. But obviously, b'diavad, since he says the miachar the chametz laachar pesach eino aser ella miknasad rabbanan, since we paskin that chametz avalav pesach is not aser min haTorah, it's aser based on a knas of having been over by yira. So since chametz avalav pesach is knasad rabbanan, so therefore b'diavad you'll be able to be nene from that chametz after pesach if you use one of these other kinyanim. Va'odi says kevan the chametz laachar zmani isturo. These guys, remember from last year, says, since chametz la'achar zman isuro, chametz, also you should remember this from earlier in Yomi too, since chametz after this man of Isser, bilav hachi eno b'shuso, anyway it's not in his b'shus, right? This is one of the two things, that eno b'shuso shal adam, v'asa ha'kasav kilu b'shuso. So really, once Shas Isser comes, it does about none, the guy doesn't really own it anyway, just not Chazal, the Torah puts it in your Rishus. So it's not really in your Rishus. The Torah just puts it in your Rishus to be over. Because you don't really own it, because it's Asabana. He says, since you don't really own it anyway. So then, look what he says. An interesting Svara. He says, since Chametz Lachaz Manisuro, the Lav Hachi, Eino Bershuso. It's not really in his Rishus anyway. El Shasa Kosov Ki'ilu Haya Bershuso. And if the Torah comes and puts it in your Rishus, in the person's Rishus to be over, Lavor, Lav B'Bayirah. So therefore, look what he says. B'kinyin Kol Duhu Sagi. Therefore, even though it's not normally a good kinyan for non-Jews, these other kinyanim. Let's say kesef according to Rov Yishonim is not good, okay? Or any of these other kinyanim according to many is not good. But here, since it's not really the Jews anymore anyway, just in his reshus to be over Bal Yiram Bal Yimatze, what is he doing? He's showing his das delo nichale, that he doesn't want the chametz, the afgeim reshuso, and he's basically keeping it out of his reshus. So therefore, even though technically this kinyan would not work in an ordinary situation, here legabe giving a svara, why here b'diyeved legabe selling of the chametz, these lesser kinyanim that don't work for a guy might work, because the whole issue is to megala das that you don't want in your shus, and therefore it might not be in your shus. Now this is how what
they work as a kinyan, they work to light.
So this is definitely a very interesting svara that he's putting in here, because at the end of the day he does bittel anyway. This seems to be the svara for bittel, not the svara for getting it out of your Rishus into the Rishus of the non-Jew. So this is as far as definitely Sarach Ian for Ian Shir. But anyway, but he says two things. Two reasons why you can be Mekel B'di'eved. You can be Mekel B'di'eved, and it won't be Asa B'Hana B'di'eved after Pesach, or Asa B'Achila after Pesach, because number one, Chametz Shalom Pesach is Derabbanan, and those other Kinyanim might be good. And number two, even if it's not good, in general, those other Kinyanim, maybe here by Chametz, it will be good. How exactly that operates, Ian Shir. Look what he says. Uvemakom she'ev shar lahaknos b'meshicha. But now he already sets us up for the future, tomorrow. And he says, what happens in a situation where there cannot be a meshicha? Kegon she'achametz meruba, where that guy has a lot of chametz. O shehu baderech, or he's not around. He's like, you know, he's not by his chametz, and he can't go ahead and transfer it, the meshicha, to a non-Jew. So what do you do? Yevor lekame, we'll see tomorrow in Sifkatan Yud Tes what happens, and that's very relevant to our situation today, because based on what we're seeing in this Sifkatan, what we do is really not allowed. Right? In other words, all we saw so far in Sifkatan Yud Zayin is that b'di'evit, if we did what we weren't supposed to do, we could go ahead and be nene from the chametz after. But at the end of the day, I don't know anyone who goes ahead and sells his chametz b'mishicha. Maybe it's done b'kesef, b'davar muat, you know, like, okay? But mishicha, the interesting thing is that Rav Isaacson said, when Rav Shiva said that when he sold his chametz here, when he was in the Meretz Kol at Rav Sinai, so Rav Sinai used to make them actually bring the chametz to his house. I don't know if he actually had the guy do a mishicha on it, but I guess if he told you to put all your chametz in like a crate and box and bring it to his house. So could be that that's what he did, but that could have been for different reasons, as we're going to see coming up, because we have to talk about the issue of assessing the value. Like, you know, what do you have to put down in the sale? Okay, let's see. Yud Ches. So it has to be a Mechira Gemura. A Mechira Gemura. Yud Ches. Now he says, in Yisrael Maniach, by the way, it says Mechira Gemura B'davar Mu'at. That's going to be a big issue. What do you mean B'davar Mu'at? Does a Mechira Gemura have to be for the value of what a Mechira is? Otherwise, it's a little joke. So that's what we're going to see tomorrow also, how that works and what we do today. We don't actually do it with B'davar Mu'at. B'davar Mu'at is, you give a little bit, but that's just the down payment. That's just the Maisa Kenyan. But the assumption is that the non-Jew, okay, has to actually be paying officially. You know, that he's actually paying for the chametz fair value. And ultimately, that's ultimately how you're gonna get the chametz back for the non-Jew. Because the halacha is, I don't know if we saw it yesterday or see it tomorrow. The halacha is, oh no, we had it yesterday. We had it yesterday. That the halacha is that you're not allowed to go ahead and take the non-Jew to court if he wants to keep the chametz. It's a real sale. So how do you get your chametz back? So the pshat is, since at the end of the day, the guy is only giving a small amount of money, down payment for the chametz, so you could take him to court, not to get your chametz back, but to get full payment. That you're allowed to do. Okay? And then that's a way of getting back your chametz. And again, if he wants to, at the end of the day, give you fair value for your chametz, then what do you care? You got fair value for your chametz. Okay? Unless you have a certain sentimental value for a certain bottle of booze that you got as a present that has your name on it, that might be tough. Okay, you get it for the label. Okay, Yud Ches, so Mechira Gemura. So he says now as follows. In Yisrael maniach chametzo b'cheder shel chavero, if a Yisrael leaves his chametz in his friend's room, hamocher es chametzo. The guy already, you know, has a little chametz. He goes to his friend, you know what? Hey, I see you putting your chametz away. You know, I'm going to just stash it in there so when it gets sold, you know, by your rabbi, my chametz gets sold with your stuff in your room where you put it, or in your closet where you're putting it, right? So he says, that's not so posh. Sarach lo di'al Yisrael. You can't just go ahead and shove it in your friend's room or closet. You have to tell the Yisrael, hamocher, who's selling it, b'yaseu shliach l'mkor. You have to make him your shliach to sell it. You can't. It's like, you know, it's a nice balabatish svara to go ahead and say, oh, he's selling his chametz, I'm going to put it in his thing. Like, I mean, what does that have to do with your chametz? The fact that you put your chametz in his cheder doesn't mean he sold your chametz. You have to make him your shliach to sell your chametz. So you have to tell him. Okay? Guess what? If you put it in his room or closet where he's keeping his chametz that he's selling without his knowledge, guess what? Also la'achar Pesach. After Pesach, you can't eat that chametz. It's mamish chametz she'avar lo v'pesach, because it wasn't sold. Me'achad Yisrael lo yada lakniya. That Yisrael didn't know to sell it. Anachri, and also the nachri lo yada laknoso. And the guy had no idea that he was acquiring it. You just happened to shove it in there. O kasvu, well, also, was written, Shemutar la'adam lomar. It is mutter for a person to go ahead and say to the nachri, halacha chametz zeh, v'titein li la'achar pesach chametz acher. Again, we're going to see at the end of this siman, we already saw it yesterday, but we're going to discuss it more tomorrow, that a matana almanas lahachsir, even though we hold a matana almanas lahachsir is a good matana, baraya we allowed for esrog and lulav, so it is a good matana, but lagabe chomer shel pesach, it has to be a matana gemura, it can't be a matana almanas lahachsir. So therefore, you can't give the chametz to the non-Jew on condition that he returns your chametz. But what you could do is you could make a deal like this, that you could say to the non-Jew, I'm giving you this chametz, and titein li la'achar pesach chametz acher, and you'll give me back other chametz exactly like this after Pesach. And in the end, if he decides to give you back your chametz, that's okay. Okay, because you're telling him you're gonna pay me back. So he decides in the end to give you back. That's fine, but that wasn't the deal. The deal wasn't that I'm being makna this to you on condition you give me back that chametz. Therefore that will work. Okay, again, why don't we do it? We probably put that in there. That might be in there as well. But that's only going to be, but again, that only works if you're actually giving him the chametz. Yeah, that doesn't work if you keep the chametz by you. So that's pasha is not one that you're going to do. Again, we're going to see tomorrow. We have a problem with, at the end of the day, what are you going to do if the chametz is merubah? Look a little bit ahead in your test. Look a couple of lines down in your test. This is for tomorrow. He says, right? L'chatchila yeshlim kor v'kesef meshicha mikol makom v'machametz merubah v'yishalim shochah chametz kulo. Then he goes on to tell you what you have to do, and we'll see that tomorrow. Ad kan. Hello, Yaiser. We're